Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to share what we read in our daily devotional today. Not the whole thing, just the prayer portion and the idea of it. And what it is talking about is tapping into God's power. You know, He works best when we're weak. Well, He ought to be working great all the time because I'm pretty weak all the time. And then the prayer says, Jesus, I praise you that when I am weak, you are strong. Work through me in a powerful way. Amen. And my hope is in Jesus because he turns my brokenness into triumph. And I think today people are feeling a little weak, a little out of control. So have hope. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God. We praise you for the freedom you have given us through the blood of your Son. We the people, your people in this land we call the home of the free and brave, desperately need you. We need your courage and your boldness. We need your wisdom and your healing. I beg for your guidance for our leaders. We ask that you place your hedge of protection around the president and vice president and surround them with wise and godly counsel and bless them, O Father, with your gift of discernment as they listen to the words and the data put before them. May they make wise decisions thereafter. Keep our enemies at bay and protect us from the evil one. May we once again become a nation that prays. Give us strength and boldness to be your beacon of truth and love, that we might comfort and encourage others. May your way always be the desire of our heart and of this nation. I ask, O God, that you bless my guest today. Keep her safe and keep her well. Bless her business as she serves others. For such a time as this, we know you are our strength and you are the way. We trust you, O God, to meet our every need, to comfort and to heal this land and the hearts of its people, and to bring America home. Amen.